Hello, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. This is Darvin Schlong over in Human Resources. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Listen, I'm not sure if you saw the memo that went out earlier this morning, but we're going to need to pick a time later today, probably about an hour, so we can switch things out for your team, okay?
What do you mean, switch things out for my team?
Oh, were you not on the email? Or did you not see the email?
No, I didn't see any email about anything like that. What are you talking about?
We're taking out everybody's computers and bringing in typewriters.
What?
Back to basics, that's what we're calling it. Yeah, believe me, it was tough to track down enough typewriters. Not a lot of people are using them now, but back to basics for us. So yeah, we're going to swap out all the computers with typewriters.
What are you? Are you serious?
Yes, I am. I personally, I think it's a brilliant move.
So you're pulling all of my team's computers
Yes.
and you're replacing them with typewriters.
Yep.
Is this a joke? Are you see this is you're kidding, right?
No, I'm not joking at all. Back to basics. Also, we're bringing in a bunch of fax machines because you're not going to be able to email, you know. So if anybody wants to communicate with a client, they can do it over fax or rotary phone.
This is ridiculous. How this is never going to work. How are we going to cooperate or communicate with other companies, with
Well,
other people?
and
That's
that's
ridiculous.
where I have to disagree with you because our company was most profitable in the 80s. So we need to go back to that time
Yeah,
when we
but
were.
everybody was in the 80s. Nobody had access to this technology.
Right.
We can, if you think it's bad now, wait until this crap happens and nobody can get a hold of us, can't email. This is
Oh, no,
ridiculous.
they can get a hold of you. All they have to do is fax you or give you a call on a landline.
Nobody even has a fax machine anymore. Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, we do. We've got a lot of them, and we're going to be.
Okay, but
It's called
that
Back to
doesn't make any
Basics.
sense.
Well,
I heard you call it back to basics, but
yeah.
it sounds like back to stupid,
Okay.
if you want to know my opinion. This is
Well,
never going to work. I can't do this to my team. They will kill me.
I suppose that's why you're not in corporate management. This is a bold
I'm
move.
sorry?
Yeah, I guess the fact that you don't
What did
understand,
you say?
well, I'm saying the fact that you don't understand this is probably because you aren't management material. And bold moves
Are you
aren't.
kidding me? What was your name again?
My name is Darvin.
Okay, Darvin. Well, I do not like the tone that you are taking with me and the way that you're talking to me when it's
Well,
your dumb ass that has come up with this
okay.
stupid ass idea to
All
go
right.
friggin' back to the age before technology. Who else is on this team that made this decision? I need some names of people that I can talk to.
I'll have you know the company has invested over $3 million in typewriters. So we're
Oh,
gonna have
that was a good $3 million in
Yes.
typewriters?
Yes.
Who in the hell is in charge of this project? My people, you don't understand. They're going to walk out the door. They're going to quit. Is that what you want?
Yeah, it is actually.
You want my
Was
people to quit?
I was not supposed to say that out loud.
What? I heard what you said, and this is what you're doing to us? I cannot believe that you are trying to get people to quit by putting in I'm sorry? What the hell are you doing? What
It's
are
a
you
fax.
doing?
Sorry, it's a fax machine. Darvin hung up and it's now a fax line. So please insert a paper, piece of paper. Okay, what if I just tell you it's a prank phone call?
What are you talking about?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your best friend Lauren set you up.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
No, she told me about how you complain about your company for making terrible decisions.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was talking to the stupidest HR person in the whole freaking
Well, you weren't. You were talking to a fax machine.
Oh gosh.